1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hope your day is off to an awesome start. Yesterday I was driving around and I've seen this trend that's been hitting on TikTok lately. People are going crazy for this new Christmas tree. Literally for the fact, like, they will go and like battle somebody in Home Goods for this new Christmas tree that Home Goods put together. First off, Home Goods is an incredibly dangerous place to go. Not dangerous as in your safety is in danger, but they have so many. I go there and I really have to just tell myself, you're not going to spend $300 here. You're not going to spend $300 here, because the food alone just gets me every time. The olive oils, the pastas that they have so many good foods there. I really have to resist that temptation, but it was pretty easy for me to resist a Christmas tree. But I think it's funny that, like, there's this trend on TikTok where people are literally fighting over these Christmas trees, and they look beautiful. Looks absolutely gorgeous. But I think it's just funny how, like, people are battling for these things, because I guess not only are they high demand, but short stock as well. So I'm just glad that, you know, nobody's trying to fight over the six colored rotini, because, you know, that's what's got my call. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So taking a look at the results of the voting from voting day on Tuesday for Kalamazoo County, it wasn't necessarily the results of the vote that had me a little puzzled. It was the amount of voters that there were in Kalamazoo, in Kalamazoo County in particular. Less than 25% of the voting population voted on Tuesday. That blew my mind. 23% of registered voters, of which there are more than 170,000 of in Kalamazoo County, turned out. And this is really weird. And I took a look at some of the prior years, and this is the lowest it's been in years. So I want to know from you guys, 978-1077, what was the reason behind this? Did you vote? Were you one of the ones that did vote, or were you the ones that didn't vote? And why? Why was it that you didn't go out? And I'm not pissed off or anything. I'm just genuinely curious, because I've heard some people say that they didn't even see anything about voting day. So it's like, are they disconnected? Are they that disconnected from what's happening in the city? Or are they just not informed properly? 978-1077. Let me know what your thoughts are and what you did. Did you vote? Did you not vote? And if you didn't, why? Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1948 was the late, great Glenn Frey. The Michigan native was a founding member of the rock band Eagles and was responsible for so many of their hits, including Take It Easy, Heartache Tonight, and New Kid in Town. In honor of his birthday, let's revisit the Eagles' self-titled debut album, which was an immediate success for the band. It's a staple. It should be in your record collection, so pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me. Once she's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy.
1077 RKR, it's Mark Frankhouse, and it's time to check in with Catholic Charities and another great organization helping people here in Southwest Michigan, getting ready for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon at Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Catholic Charities, so we're trying to raise $50,000 for their 50th year. And right now I'm joined by Nicole from Bridges Mental Health and Caring Network. Nicole, welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You touched earlier a little bit about the programs that you're coming out with. What kind of programs do you have?
So at Caring Network, we are offering, it's a monthly class schedule. The first week is a budgeting class, so it's a different topic that we do every month, but it is always surrounded by on budgeting. The second week is always a play group. So right now it's 0 to 5 years old because kiddos are in school. But during the summer, we expand that so there's more kids that can participate. The third week is always a nutrition class. Different topic, obviously, but it's always surrounded around nutrition. And then our fourth week is our family fun week. So families can come in with their kids and we do different activities. So, and it's usually based on the season. So maybe for October, we might do, you know, do pumpkin carving. November, we might make turkeys, things like that, that people can just do as a family and connect with each other.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll check back in with you tomorrow. And if you want to be a part of a big change here in Southwest Michigan and help support your community, visit ccdok.org and come to Presidential Brewing Friday, November 21st for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon from sunup till sundown. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I remember when our friend Nikki won tickets to see U2 at Sphere in Las Vegas, how exciting it was to give her a call and let her know that she had won this huge flyaway. And that's why we like to do these all the time, give you guys a chance to fly out and see some of these epic concerts that, you know, I can't afford. I ain't going to go and do this crap. But you get to be a part of these super special flyaways like the one we've got right now with Def Leppard at the Coliseum next year. We want to get you and a friend out there. In fact, we're going to fly you and a friend out. We're going to put you in the Flamingo for two nights. See Def Leppard at the Coliseum, and you get $500 on top of it. Lots of different ways to get signed up for this immediately right now on the Def Leppard button on the 107.7 RKR app. But you can get those code words too and quadruple your chances. 10, 2, 5, and 8 o'clock on 107.7 RKR. That's when we hook it up with those code words. Do not miss them. Once you get those code words in, click that Def Leppard button. Enter them in. You and a friend could be flying away to Las Vegas and seeing Def Leppard. This is going to be crucial. I want you to be a part of it on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We are so excited for the return of the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon Friday, November 21st at Presidential Brewing Company. We're going to have so much cool stuff to give away to you guys. Everybody who shows up is going to get a present just by stopping up and saying hello. But Catholic Charities, who we teamed up with last year, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. So we're trying to raise $50,000 for Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon. And it goes to support people right here in our community. And every day at around 7:40 on the Rocker Morning Show, we're going to check in with Catholic Charities and one of the many organizations that they work over as we talk to them about what they do in the community and how our community can actually help out and support one another in this time. So make sure to hang out with us every single morning. Listen to these interviews, learn more about these organizations under Catholic Charities, and get ready for the Rocker to the Rescue Radiothon returning Friday, November 21st, Presidential Brewing Company broadcasting live from sunup till sundown. All the info is on the Radiothon button on the 107.7 RKR app. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I don't think I would trust a driverless car. This is something that's been talked about for years. I know a lot of people planned on it through Google. And of course, you know, Teslas basically drive themselves for the most part. I still don't fully trust that. But now Michigan is preparing for a driverless car service to enter into the state for the first time ever. Waymo. If you've ever seen these cards, Waymo is a driverless rideshare service, and it's expanding into the Midwest, and it's starting with Michigan. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Waymo, you can open up the 107.7 RKR app, read a little bit about this. It's kind of similar to other ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. One major difference is that there's no driver in the front seat, and I'm really curious how you guys feel about this, if you would trust this or not. 978-1077. I'll tell you what, they better freaking strap me in. Legitimately, you better strap me in, put me in a bubble, wrap me in bubble wrap. I don't want to die. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I remember when our friend Nikki won tickets to see U2 at Sphere in Las Vegas, how exciting it was to give her a call and let her know that she had won this huge flyaway. And that's why we like to do these all the time, give you guys a chance to fly out and see some of these epic concerts that, you know, I can't afford. I ain't going to go and do this crap. But you get to be a part of these super special flyaways like the one we've got right now with Def Leppard at the Coliseum next year. We want to get you and a friend out there. In fact, we're going to fly you and a friend out. We're going to put you in the Flamingo for two nights. See Def Leppard at the Coliseum, and you get $500 on top of it. Lots of different ways to get signed up for this immediately right now on the Def Leppard button on the 107.7 RKR app. But you can get those code words too and quadruple your chances. 10, 2, 5, and 8 o'clock on 107.7 RKR. That's when we hook it up with those code words. Do not miss them. Once you get those code words in, click that Def Leppard button. Enter them in. You and a friend could be flying away to Las Vegas and seeing Def Leppard. This is going to be crucial. I want you to be a part of it on 107.7 RKR.